The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a very lucky Friday the 13th here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We have an outstanding guest with us today who I'll introduce in a moment. First, I'd like to make our listeners aware that the summer hours are in effect. Monday through Friday, we're open from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., and as always, we're all closed on Sundays. That's so that our staff can enjoy the day with their family and friends, as well as myself. I look forward to that. Janet Cimarelli is not going to be with us today. She's recuperating from a laryngitis attack she had this week. But she will be here in the store today from 3 to 6 and tomorrow from 12:30 from 1:30 until 5:30. So keep that in mind. If you have any questions, you'd like to speak to Janet, we do it on a first-come, first-served basis. There's a sign-up list right outside on the customer service desk. And again, she's here today from 3 to 6, tomorrow Saturday from 1:30 to 5:30. And my special guest today is a man I've known for well over 20 years, that has been in the industry giving information to many, many thousands of people that he's encountered in the various companies that he's been with. And I think his choice today by doing the radio show with us is most important, because he's going to bring to your attention some facts that I may not even be aware of, because he's bringing a great deal of knowledge with a company he's currently working with, and that's the Enzymedica Company. One of the pioneers in the enzymatic or the area of enzymes. And that's something we're all going to learn about today. So let me bring in our very special guest, Mr. Jeff Owen. Good morning, Jeff.
Al, good morning. It is such a pleasure and privilege to be on your show today. And, you know, as you just mentioned a moment ago, I've had the privilege of, you know, working with you, knowing you for over 20 years. In fact, I was thinking this morning in my car about the first time we met. This is back in 1994 when I was working for Solgar.
That's correct.
I will never forget, like, being in the parking lot when you had your original store on Wiles Road. And, you know, people have told me you're going to meet this business owner, Al Foreman. He's a straight shooter. You know, he tells it like it is, you know, which is something I think is well needed in this day and age. And I said, I think when I meet him, we're going to hit it off, because before I had worked for Solgar, my first company here in Florida, as an outside sales representative, I started in the industry in retail. Myself, and this is really where I cut my proverbial teeth. I worked in a little health food store in San Francisco in the Embarcadero Center. I mean, this store was probably not even out 500 square feet, but because it was in that area, it was a bevy of activity, and I just learned so much. And everything I could get my hands on, I would read. I would pepper the sales representatives about questions about their companies, and that's really how I took that kind of attitude and philosophy from retail, and over the years incorporated it into how I approach my job, you know, in my various capacities with other companies.
Well, I think that shows the way people respond to you, because they're very intrigued by all the information you want to share with them. And I think when they come in with a problem area that remains in their body for a period of time, they look for some kind of guidance as to what they can do rather than using prescriptions. I think that's something we try to avoid whenever possible. But there is a need for prescriptions in everybody's life. It's part of life.
Absolutely.
However, people can do things to prevent the prescriptions from being written for them by doing certain things to help improve their health. And that's why we were on the radio, and that's why we've been doing this show with Janet for over 20 years. And I enjoy it, because I get to learn a lot more about what's going on in the industry from people like yourself, Jeff, because you're the studious ones, and you can absorb everything that you read. Sometimes I have trouble doing it the first time, so I got to reread it the second or third time to absorb everything. But listening to what you're going to share with our listeners today, I think is most important. So we have an array of products that are produced by Enzymedica, and they're designed specifically with the digestive area or the digestive system intact. Is that what we're looking at?
Absolutely, Al. You know, the thing that has truly being immersed in a company like Enzymedica, like I said, we are referred to ourselves, our tagline, our mission is to be the enzyme experts. And the thing that I've come to learn, and even though I think intuitively you probably know this as well, Al and Janet, that so many of people's health issues originate in the genesis of their problems is in the digestive tract.
Without a doubt.
You know, and I know going back to the time of Hippocrates, he made that famous statement that all disease starts in the digestive tract in the colon. And now working for Enzymedica, I increasingly am of the view that when people come into a store like Save-A-Lot, and whether they have an issue related to their mood status, their energy, their bone health, these issues have there's a causal relationship between those symptoms, if you will, and the origin of why they're having these issues, which is digestive. So with Enzymedica, the great news is that we have products that are safe, efficacious, people could use every day, even with prescription medications if it's warranted, that could really make a demonstrable difference in people's everyday health and wellness.
That's the important thing.
It really is. Safety and efficacy. And I know with Enzymedica, this company has had a...
Well, you have a noted naturopathic doctor.
We do. I should mention the fact that really the same time that I came on board with Enzymedica, Dr. Michael Murray, who is our company's chief science officer. Hold on 1 second, Al. I'm sorry. I just had a little problem here with my microphone. Okay. I just had a little problem with my microphone there. Sorry. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, you're hearing fine.
Okay. Michael Murray, who's been, like you said, in the natural products industry for over 30 years. He's a prodigious author. He's written, you know, dozens and dozens of books. He's worked for companies such as Enzymedic Therapy. He had been with Natural Factors for about 17, 18 years. He is now the chief science officer for Enzymedica. And as you said, he brings a wealth of knowledge and experience as a naturopathic doctor. So many products that we take for granted now in the natural products industry, like glucosamine sulfate is one example.
Without a doubt.
These phytosome extract herbal formulas were from Dr. Michael Murray in his relationship with Enzymedica, working with the understanding products that came coming from Europe, from the European Commission. And that wealth of knowledge he's brought to Enzymedica. So increasingly, I think you're going to see with Enzymedica, our mission is always going to be an enzyme company and be the enzyme expert company. But I think, and you're going to see this in terms of our discussion today, Al, that we're going to broaden the array of products that we have. That will still have a digestive these products will have a relationship to our digestion, but they won't be, in a certain sense, strictly what people would think of as digestive products.
So you're speaking about the products like berberine. You're speaking about products like apple cider vinegar. Is that Betaine-HCl?
Exactly. These are good examples. And I know that, I've been teased about this, Al, that later this year, Enzymedica is going to be launching a whole series of probiotic nutrients. And that'll be a good area of discussion within this hour too, because I think one of the things that where people sometimes get confused is they come into a health food store, they have digestive issues like bloating, gas, distension, fatigue, and because you know they're seeing constantly on TV commercials, you know, about probiotics, you know, to help.
Well, the probiotics you see on TV is yogurt.
Exactly.
That's what they're promoting.
Right, and maybe it's two strains of yogurt, exactly. But people, I think that because they're seeing this all the time, they're thinking, okay, I need probiotics. And there's no question that microflora is critically important to human health. I mean, you know, you was mentioning just a moment ago about my experience in the industry. Now, one of the true, I would say, visionaries, you know, in this area was Jarrow Roggeveen, when I worked for Jarrow Formulas for 4.5 years. I mean, he had the vision to understand about lactic acid fermentation and the need to have a proper microbiome, that's the term now, of course, being used, that plays such a critical role in our health. But I will tell you this, and even though I know Jarrow would take issue with this, I know you know Jarrow so well, I bet even Jarrow could not have envisioned the wide-reaching impact that the microflora has. And we're seeing this increasingly with formulas, you know, that help with mood regulation, brain health. So it's really fascinating.
Go back to the time that you worked at the store in Embarcadero Square in San Francisco. In 500 square feet, what do they actually have that compares to stores today?
Oh, it's like night and day. I mean, it's like you're talking about two different epochs. I mean, first of all, just talking about enzymes and probiotics. You know, you had a couple of companies like Jarrow had its original Jarrowdophilus formula with the six strains, and then they had the FOS formula. I think, if I remember correctly, I think companies like Solgar and TwinLab, you know, they had products like betaine hydrochloride.
Correct.
They may have had a pancreatic enzyme formula. But when you think about, you know, like I said, products that have come into the market, I mean, even coenzyme Q10 is an example. I think that was not even just only in the last 20 years. You see, look at supplements like alpha lipoic acid, coenzyme Q10, grapeseed extract. These are all in the last 20 years. And it is worth noting that I think that a pivotal part of why we've seen this exponential increase in dietary supplements is because of the passage of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act,
I think goes back to 94.
It does. And people like Jarrow, Rogovin, and others, I think Scott Sensenbrenner, the CEO of our company, Dr. Michael Murray, people like Jerry Kessler with Nature's Plus, all of them played a critical role in the passage of this bill. And I think what people need to realize in this era we're living in of such partisanship, that when the bill was being considered in the Congress, it had more bipartisan support, the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, than issues like welfare reform, the NAFTA bill. In other words, this is like an area where people could agree on both sides of the spectrum, because people fundamentally want to have unfettered access to supplements, because they see this as a First Amendment issue, a freedom issue, which it is, freedom of access.
Right.
And it's self-empowerment, which to me at bottom is truly, that's the American principle. Self-empowerment. In other words, give us the, let us have the, you know, let us, you know, get the information and let us then make informed decisions.
Exactly.
And health food stores, you know, and this is why I think health food stores are so critically important now. They truly, truly are repositories in communities. They are so critical in communities because they provide this alternative. I think something that I have learned from my own personal experience, Al, from dealing with doctors in the last year or so with my father, is that so many doctors, unfortunately, are still in the dark about this stuff. And
they've been brainwashed.
They've been brainwashed.
Pharmaceutical companies.
You're exactly right. I mean, they're technicians in a sense that they could hopefully, you know, make a proper diagnosis. But I will tell you, when it becomes more subtle, a good example, I'm sure Janet, if she was here, could speak about this probably for hours. Thyroid health is one example.
Right.
When they become more subtle, and I also think one of the things I see too with elderly people is I do think there's a lot of bias against elderly people with doctors because they think, oh, they've got a myriad of issues, you know, let them go. And then, you know, of course, when I come into this store and I see people lined up to see Janet, that elderly, I mean, it's just, I mean, Al, you probably don't even think about every day when you close the door at the end of the day, what you're providing to your audience. It's just remarkable.
That's very important news. We're coming up on a short intermission, Jeff. When we come back, I promise our listeners that we're going to start learning more about some of the enzymatic products that we have available. And you're listening to Al Foreman with Mr. Jeff Owen. Janet Cimarelli is not going to be with us at the show, but she will be here in the store from 3 to 6 today and tomorrow Saturday from 1:30 until 5:30. Stay tuned. We're back in a couple of minutes.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307 1655, 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the lucky 13th Friday of we're dealing with the month of April. And our store hours, if you weren't aware of it, for the summer are going to be 10 a.m. until 7 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Saturday remain the same at 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And again, always we are closed on Sundays and all major holidays. Our special guest today is Mr. Jeff Owen, who represents the Enzymedica Company. He's the Southeast representative, and Jeff will be available in the store right after the radio show. So if you have any questions, you'd like to receive samples, literature about the things we're speaking about today, please feel free to stop down, because Jeff is planning on being here until 4 o'clock. So make it your business to get out, come down to Save-A-Lot, 3105 North State Road 7, get some samples from Jeff, learn a little bit more about some of the Enzymedica products, and let him give you a little guidance as to what it is that you may need to help solve any issues that you may have with a health challenge or health concern. Jeff has been in the field for, again, over 20 years. He started working for many different companies. He's got a broad range of knowledge about many different issues, and I appreciate that he's willing to share it with the listeners who come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. So, Jeff, where would you like to start?
Absolutely, Al. And let me just make a very, very quick note here. Al, you mentioned about having Enzymedica sample packets, which I do have. Also, for those interested in our Purify products, our detoxification products, I also have coupons, $1 and $3 on our formula.
Do you really?
Yes, like on and on the apple cider vinegar, the daily fiber formula, the cleanse kit. So I have those available as well.
That's great. In fact, you know, we are running the Enzymedica products at 15% off our everyday low price.
Wow.
Which makes it more than 50% off the original price.
I think I'm going to buy some Enzymedica today. I tell you what. So, Al, you're right. Let's get into it, as you said. So I think the logical place to start out with the audience is just to talk about what enzymes are. What are enzymes? Simply put, enzymes are biologically active proteins, or they're sometimes referred to as catalysts, that influence literally every chemical reaction within the human body. So in the context of digestion, what enzymes do is they work to eliminate discomfort before the discomfort occurs. And they do that by promoting the proper breakdown of food, because that's so critical. Ultimately, where we get our energy from, Al, is food has to be broken down into food components. And when food is broken down into food components, those food components are used to help promote proper cell repair, tissue repair, and all the metabolic cellular processes that touch and concern the human body. Now, in terms of where enzymes come from, of course, our body naturally makes enzymes. We have enzymes in our saliva. We have enzymes in our stomach, like hydrochloric acid and then pepsin, which we'll talk about in a short while. We have enzymes in our pancreas, like pancreatin and amylase, that are secreted into the small upper portion of the small intestine called the duodenum in response to food. And then to a small extent, the colon or the large intestine has some enzymatic digestive activity too. But supplementally, enzymes can also come from a variety of places. They can come from fungus, bacteria, animals, and fruit. And as it turns out, each source of enzymes have had their own unique benefits. In the case of Enzymedica, Al, and to your audience, all of Enzymedica's products come from either plant or fungal sources. We don't use any animal or glandular sources. It is good to know. Now, that's not to say that animal or glandular enzymes like pancreatic enzymes may not have a place, particularly if someone's dealing with a serious health concern. But the advantage that we've learned in terms of the science of enzymes, particularly plant and fungal enzymes, is that plant and fungal enzymes seem to work in a broader pH spectrum within the GI tract. And this is what's really, really critical, because I always like to say that no company, Al, has a monopoly on the science. Every company, you know, understands the science or is privy to the science. The question is aspirationally, what companies will make the leap to have products commercially, if you will, reflect where the science is. And with Enzymedica, you know, Enzymedica developed a system in all of their enzyme formulas. No matter what enzyme product you pick up, Al, from Enzymedica, whether it's a digestive formula like Digest Basic or Digest Gold, Digest Spectrum, or what we refer to as our therapeutic formulas for muscle tissue repair like Repara Gold or Seragold, they all are going to feature something called the TheraBlend system. And TheraBlend is what TheraBlend is. It's a system where you use multiple strains of enzymes. In the case of all of our TheraBlend formulas, protease or protein digesting enzymes that work within the entire range, pH range of the gut.
Is that something that a lot of companies use?
I'm seeing that increasingly. I you know, TheraBlend is actually a trademark system. However, because as you can imagine, any responsible sales representative who works for any company should always be looking at their competitors and seeing what they're doing right or maybe what they could be improving upon. And what I am seeing is companies using their version of the TheraBlend system, whereby they may have different protease strains within a formula as opposed to just one. The advantage being that those enzymes, what we've learned about enzymes is that they work optimally in certain pH ranges. So, for instance, with your stomach has a pH range of about 1.0 to 3.5. Your stomach is at its most acidic when there's food and when the stomach is full with food, and it's less acidic when it's empty. The pancreas, the small intestine, and the large intestine or colon are more alkaline organs, and their pH ranges could range from 6.0 to as high as 8.5, depending on whether there's food or not in the system. So what Enzymedica did, their genius, if you will, as a company, is developing these TheraBlend strains of protein-based enzymes, carbohydrate-based enzymes like amylase, lipase, an enzyme that works on fats, lactase enzyme, which works on dairy proteins, including casein or milk sugar, dairy sugar, is that they'll work within the broadest pH range. And, in fact, if you pick up any Enzymedica product, you'll always see this statement. In fact, I'll just read it verbatim.
Sure.
It says, TheraBlend is an exclusive process that combines multiple strains of enzymes that work in various pH levels. And then it goes on to state here, TheraBlend enzymes have been shown to be 3 times stronger and work more than 6 times faster than leading digestive supplements. And, in fact, you could go on the Enzymedica website. We actually have these lab studies where we use protease enzymes on protein, and you could see within 20 minutes, like the beaker is changing color, showing the digestion is occurring. Within 30 minutes, you're seeing like complete digestion. So, and one of the things that's very fortunate about Enzymedica in terms of the commitment to science is Enzymedica has this relationship, and I know Janet's familiar with this because I know she's attended lectures with them, with the Roskamp Institute. This is an organization in Sarasota, Florida, affiliated with Enzymedica that has working in a collaborative way, they give Enzymedica a lot of they do a lot of research on Enzymedica's behalf in the area of digestive science. In fact, one of our products, one of my favorite personal products with Enzymedica, our Lipol Gold formula, which is a fantastic product for people who may have liver gallbladder issues or have had their gallbladder removed, which could greatly compromise their body's ability to digest fats. On that box, you'll see there's an illustration showing how one capsule of LipoGold will digest up to 21 grams of fat, and we have various examples such as a cube of avocado, farm-raised salmon, olive oil, a tablespoon of olive oil. Well, that was the Roskamp Institute that actually did those lab studies and lab analysis, and that's why we're actually allowed legally to put that on the box, because you know these lab studies were done by a scientific organization and it was substantiated. And that's always comforting, I think, for your audience to know that we have our company is deeply grounded in science.
One question while we're speaking about the digestion process of fats, proteins, fat, carbs, and everything else that a person puts in their body on a regular basis. How does it treat other vitamins?
Very, very critical question. I think a perfect example of where you see the relationship between enzyme deficiency and vitamin mineral deficiencies and malabsorption is stomach acid. What we see is when people have low stomach acid symptoms, and 40% of Americans, Al, think about this, 4 out of 10 people are walking in the Save-A-Lot on any given day over the age of 40 have low stomach acid. The condition is called ahychloridia. I always make a joke. It sounds like this avenging Greek goddess that's angry. Ahychloridia. Oh, my goodness. But when you have low stomach acid symptoms, that could affect your B12 status, your folate and iron status. Now, think about those three nutrients. That's critical for your red blood cells. That's critical for energy, fatigue issues, you know, methylation, you know, gene expression, B12, folate, calcium, magnesium, zinc, critically important, obviously, for our bones, our heart, our immune system. What does the medical establishment have as a solution for low stomach acid or heartburn symptoms? Proton pump inhibitors, H2 antagonists, and your Tums and Rolaids. And these drugs, it's just incredible, were never designed to be taken long-term, maybe for a couple of weeks at a time. Yet there are people, as you know, Al, Janet probably hears this every single day.
No,
she's in the store. They're on it for years. And when you suppress something that's natural, your stomach acid environment, what we're seeing now in Al's study, in studies, increased risk for dementia, heart infections, bone fractures. And so the fact of the matter is digestive enzymes could play such a critical role in vitamin mineral absorption. And then, of course, when you think about it, at the end of the day, again, as I mentioned just a couple of moments ago, food ultimately has to be broken down into food components. And those food components, of course, include our micronutrients, such as vitamins, minerals, other things like such as amino acids, building blocks of protein, healthy fats, fatty acids, like omega-3s found in fish oil. So they're so critical. And again, I remember this old adage that's still relevant, obviously, you know, to our industry. You know, people have always stated it's not what you eat, it's what you absorb. And that's the thing. You could be taking all these wonderful supplements every day, but if you're not absorbing them because of digestive distress issues, you're not getting the optimal benefits. So I would tell the audience, if you're here buying these fantastic supplements here at Save-A-Lot, and you want to optimize their effectiveness, consider enzymes. They truly, truly are the X factor, in my view, to good health, to achieving better health.
So if someone wanted to just isolate an enzyme to be used throughout the entire day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to be able to absorb whatever they're putting into their body, the basic enzyme that you are speaking about now is just a basic enzymatic enzyme. Is that correct?
That is correct, Al. We have what I call our trifecta. We have four multiple digestive enzyme formulas. We have Digest Basic, which is what I like to refer to as our introductory digestive enzyme. It's a gentle formula. This could be appropriate for people, first of all, maybe on a budget, that, you know, don't have unlimited resources. But it contains, like you said, a full spectrum of digestive enzymes that work on proteins, fats, plant fiber, nuts, seeds, oils, carbohydrates found in vegetables, starches, legumes, even dairy fat. And it features the therablend enzymes, the protease amylase. What's nice about the Digest Basic is, first of all, if you're a person who's averse to taking big capsules or pills, the capsules are small, easy to swallow, and you could take one before a meal. That's what we recommend. And it could really help.
One question before we go on to the break.
Absolutely,
Jeff.
Out.
Is this basic enzyme good for youngsters?
Oh, it's ideal for youngsters. However, I should
How young?
Oh, I would say from age 5 and up.
Okay.
Yes.
And the age up could be 70, 80, 90, or 100.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. All the way to the whatever age of seniority that there is. It is.
Okay, we're coming up
absolutely
on an intermission.
I'll
so we're going to resume our conversation when we come back from the short intermission. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. My special guest today is Mr. Jeff Owen. He will be available today up until 4 o'clock. So if you have any questions, you'd like to speak to him, you want to get some coupons, anything else that pertains to your health, please stop in and see Jeff. And Janet will be here also from 3 to 6 today and tomorrow from 1:30 to 5:30. Stay tuned. Back in a couple of minutes.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And you're listening to Mr. Jeff Owen, who represents the Enzymedica Company, and we're going to learn a lot more about some of the enzymes that Enzymedica produces. For the many conditions that are plagued, that people have, that they can't seem to eliminate. And the first one we spoke about was the basic one, which is something everybody can use. If their health is good, they're not looking for anything more. The basic enzyme is the one that you want to use. But now we're going to learn a little bit more about some of the other enzymes that Enzymedica makes for condition-specific formulas that may be troubling you in your body. So where would you like to start, Jeff?
Absolutely. I'll just go ahead and finish with, you know, with on the Digest Basic. If somebody is using the Digest Basic formula and they're seeing improvements in their digestion, but it's still not to their satisfaction, what Enzymedica typically will recommend is finish the bottle. You could even double up and take the Digest Basic, 2 capsules instead of 1, and then you can graduate up to the Digest formula. The Digest formula is basically a double-strength version of Digest Basic. And you could take that formula. It's the same composition of enzymes as Digest Basic, except it's a double-strength version, the Digest of the Digest Basic. Interesting enough, it was actually the first formula that Enzymedica made. And then we have what we call our most advanced formula. In fact, this is the one that Dr. Michael Murray will always say. If I have a patient who comes into my office and they have what he calls chronic pervasive digestive distress, he'll talk about the Digest Gold.
I'm looking for the box that I left up here with the I guess we have the basic right here in a bottle of 180 capsules.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this particular product has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $32. We have an everyday low price of only $19.19. Off that price, you're going to get 15%.
Wow.
Plus, Jeff is available to give you coupons that can reduce the price even more. So you're looking at 180 capsules, which most people would be using 3 a day, would be a 60-day supply,
exactly,
which is a 2-month supply. And again, $19.19 less 15%, less the value of the coupon, and you're home free with something very inexpensive that works like a charm.
And Al, you know what? We feel as a company, you're exactly, it works like a charm. We feel this form, the Digest Basic, is as good as any comparable digestive enzyme formula on the market in terms of its efficacy. But like I said, we do have 3 strengths. The Digest Gold, which is a leading supplement, probably the leading multiple enzyme supplement in the industry.
Which is the one I use.
Is the one that you use and I use,
right,
too. This is the one that we particularly like to recommend for people who have chronic digestive distress. In other words, no matter what they eat, what they eat, they have gas, bloating, distension. It could be somebody who has a compromised immune system, they're recovering from an illness. This is our highest strength multiple digestive enzyme formula. And it also features something in it called ATP Pro, which is a combination of coenzyme Q10, magnesium citrate, and phytic acid. One of the things that people sometimes don't appreciate about digestion is that it requires a tremendous amount of cellular energy. This is why some people want to go to sleep after they eat. Because the thing that's fascinating about the human body, Al, is I always like to say the brain is like the master switch of the body. When the brain knows food is entering the body, the brain is going to signal the gut. And we know that brain and gut are,
right,
so interrelated. Increasingly, the gut is referred to as the second brain. And the body will do everything it can to break food down to food components. So if when the enzymes, when your digestive enzymes are exhausted, and this is worth noting to your audience, by your fifth decade of life, I'm in my 50s, I'm 57, okay, 58
God
August.
God bless you. You don't look it.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. I'm keeping those free radicals at bay.
Well, I think your exercise program speaks for itself.
The exercise is critically important, and, of course, what you put in your mouth is so critically
right.
important. But by our fifth decade of life, our enzyme capacity in terms of our body's ability to secrete enzymes from our pancreas and our stomach is half of what it was in our 20s. Then when you factor in, you know, the inevitable lifestyle challenges that we face, you know, stress, pollution, chemicals in our environment, all of these things can conspire to further aggravate our digestive capacity. So this is why we feel as a company supplemental enzymes are so worth it, because they take the stress off the digestive organs, and then they even let the human body do things other than merely digestion to help aid in your health. Enzymes, like I said, there, I always like to refer to enzymes as mop up chemicals. They clean up debris in the body, stuff that's unwanted. And I've heard Dr. Murray even say that our supplemental enzymes like Digest Gold are even more powerful than natural secretion of our enzymes themselves. So the diet. So getting back to what's talking about the ATP Pro. So the ATP Pro, ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Many of your audience,
they know
from coenzyme Q10. It's like it fuels the mitochondria, the proverbial power cells in your cells, little like nuclear reactors. I like to refer to them. So the ATP Pro is just a way to help promote better peristalsis and more energy production within the gut. And by the way, for your audience as well, you should know that, again, all of our enzymes are plant and fungal based. I would tell you, Al, that 99% of what we have as a company is vegan. You can see that clearly on the label. The only products that aren't vegan, we refer to them as vegetarian, is several of our formulas. The probiotic strains we use are from a human strain, so they're not obviously, you know, vegan. But people who have, you know, who are concerned about that, they could also know that they could take our products. And if you look at our inactive ingredients, they're so clean. We use very, very few inactive ingredients or flow agents, so people could feel very, very confident. We also participate in what's called the Clean Label Project, something that we've been doing now for several years. We have third-party independent verification of all of our formulas. That's something we're doing with the apple cider vinegar as an example. So I want the audience to know, too, that the company's commitment to quality control and quality assurance is second to none.
Well, this particular product, the Digest Gold, which is, again, as we pointed out, you use and I use.
Yes.
And have been using it for many years. This particular product, the size that I'm looking at is 120 caps, but it does come in larger sizes also.
It does. It comes in a 180 and even a 240 count, yes.
And this particular size of the 120 has a manufacturer suggested price of $64. We have an everyday low price of $38.39. And from the $38.39, you'll get 15% off.
Wow.
Plus the coupon. So you've got a product here that can probably help solve and keep you in good health for many, many years to come. The amount of ingredients in here you can compare against any other product that's on the market, and I think you'll be most pleasantly surprised to see the amount of ingredients you're getting for the small dollar amount you're putting into your body in one serving size.
I will just add to that, and that is just an amazing offer. I heard my sales manager use a sales phrase, but I really like it.
Talking about Ori?
Ori, exactly, Ori Rondinella. He goes, you know, our products like are on trial every day. Often when I'm in a store such as Save-A-Lot and people go, you know, you're giving me these two sample packets, am I really going to notice a difference taking this? And the answer is yes. The reason why we offer sample packets is that we firmly believe that you could use our formulas the day that you buy them, and you will see a demonstrable difference in your digestive health and your overall health. So that's the thing. You don't have to take this and go, oh, you know, it's going to take a few weeks before, quote-unquote, it kicks in or I'll notice a difference. You will notice a difference right away. And I hear this time and time again from you know, customers and retailers. So that's the good news.
As a reminder, again, you will be available today at
yes.
4 o'clock.
And I've got
giving away samples and literature.
Exactly.
On many of these fine products that we're speaking about.
Exactly.
So moving on from the
sure.
Digest Gold, we have now some brand new products.
Correct. These are our newest ones.
Enzymedica has introduced. But before we get to the new products, I just want you to spend, we've got a couple of minutes before we have to go to the next intermission. What is the importance of pH strips?
Good question, Al, because this is a product that's kind of like a sleeper within the enzymedical line. For those individuals who want to, you know, acid-alkaline balance is such a critical component, you know, to human health. The human body, again, you know, is always trying to achieve what's called homeostasis, proper acid-alkaline balance. We know that, for instance, diabetics, is a good example, are always in danger of a condition called ketoacidosis, mm-hmm. which could be fatal to your kidneys, your other organs. The pH strips is basically a, if you will, a diagnostic tool whereby you take like a 1.5 inch of these strips, is like, in this case, you got 132 in here, and you measure it via your urine. And what the urine will tell you, urine is actually a more accurate predictive measurement of seeing what your pH is in your blood than saliva. Right. And it'll tell you what your pH is. And normally, you know, your pH should be range from a 6.0 to a 7.5. You know, blood, for instance, has normally a pH range from about 7.0 to 7.5. Water, you know, a 7.0. So we want to stay within that range. And because if you get out of that range, you become either too alkaline or, you know, in more cases, more people have more potential dangers of being too acidic.
Right.
It can be fatal. So this is a good diagnostic tool. And interesting enough, we have a product also called pH Basic, which is a blend of minerals and enzymes, which is good also to help people achieve proper pH balance. But, you know, to the audience, of course, what really helps you get into proper pH balance is eating the right kind of foods. And, you know, eating a minimally processed diet, you know, having a rainbow diet, you know, putting on your plate a colorful array of fruits and vegetables, using the proper kind of oils, and truly, truly staying away from the refined carbohydrates and the sugars. I think it's really interesting, Al, if I could just editorialize for a second. You know, we saw the whole legacy of tobacco. You've grown up. I mean, I've heard my father tell the same stories, how, you know, as kids, this stuff was marketed. I mean, doctors. And now, of course, the public finally understands, you know, nicotine, tobacco is just bad news. I think we're starting to see that kind of shift now with sugar. I mean, sugar's has had a good run for a few hundred years, processed sugar. But I think now the evidence is so clear and convincing that so much of what ails us too, in terms of our health, is due to just the proliferation of these processed sugars in our diet.
And it's unfortunate that we expose our kids to it.
It does. And, you know, you think about the culture from the day we're born. Like, right, you know, you have a birthday. You know, even for an infant, you got to have a cake. You know, you reward a little child, you know, because he did their homework. You know, you give them cake or candy. You know, Halloween. You're right. I mean, it is so ingrained in our culture that it's almost hard to break the cultural hardwiring. But I think you're starting to see a shift.
No question about it. I think more people are cognizant of it
than ever before.
They're doing something about it.
They really, really are.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
All right, we only have a minute before the next intermission, Jeff, but what topic of these products between the apple cider vinegar, berberine, and betaine HCL that you want to get started with when we come back for the intermission?
I'd like to talk, you know, Al, about the betaine, because I think, you know, the hydrochloride, because as I alluded to earlier, the issue of stomach acid, heartburn, belching issues is so widespread in the human population. And I think it would be something I think the audience would find really interesting, because they may be going, my goodness, so that's what's going on for me. And I didn't even realize it as I'm popping these Tums and Rolaids every day.
Well, let me remind our listeners that our special guest today is Mr. Jeff Owen from the Enzymedica Company. He will be available today up until 4 o'clock, giving away samples and literature and coupons good for the purchase on any one of the fine products we're speaking about. And as I pointed out earlier, the entire Enzymedica line is 15% less than our everyday low prices. And you get the benefit of speaking to Jeff, learning more about your condition, getting coupons, getting literature, and free samples. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Save a lot prices can't be beat. Come find new chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the lucky 13th. We are open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Janet Cimarelli, unfortunately, couldn't be with us today, but she will be here in the store to answer any questions or concerns you may have from 3 to 6 today and tomorrow Saturday from 1:30 until 5:30. And we're going to get back to Jeff Owen because we only have a short amount of time left to discuss three items. First one we're going to talk about is betaine HCL.
Yes. Now, as I was, you heard me say a couple of times during the show, Al, low stomach acid is a prevalent issue in the American population. 40% of Americans over the age of 40 have low stomach acid. It could impact your health in many ways. It could affect nutrient absorption, nutrients such as iron, folate, B12, calcium, magnesium. It could affect your body's ability to break down proteins. And by having low stomach acid, it makes it also more opportunistic for pathogenic bacteria to affect the stomach and affect your digestive system. And betaine hydrochloride from Enzymedica is a balanced formula. It's a fast-acting betaine hydrochloride formula. Betaine is actually an enzyme that your stomach produces. And when the body secretes betaine, it then stimulates the body's production of betaine hydrochloride. It stimulates then the body's production of a protein-digesting enzyme called pepsin. Now, many enzyme formulas in the market that feature that are for stomach acid symptoms either feature just betaine hydrochloride by itself without pepsin, or they have a combination. But the problem we have found at Enzymedica in evaluating many of these products is that with the pepsin blend, often the pepsin just floods into the stomach. And the irony is that people are taking this to help reduce their irritation from flow, and yet they're getting more irritation because the pepsin. So this formula is a balanced, gentle formula of betaine hydrochloride from a vegan source along with pepsin. And the idea is that it's a balanced digestive formula to speed up the digestive process. It could really be helpful for those individuals taking acid blockers for occasional heartburn, and it could help speed up the digestion for those with low acid. The other, what I like to say, X factor in this formula, Al, is this trademarked ingredient called MucoSave. This is basically a blend of olive leaf extract and something called prickly pear. Some people may be familiar with prickly pear. It's actually part of the cactus family, very good for blood sugar metabolism. Mm-hmm. But this particular blend provides a protective barrier for the stomach lining so that it guards against any potential stomach irritations. And the formula is terrific. I have been taking the product now, Al, for about 2 months. You can take anywhere from 1 to 2 capsules a day. It's always recommended to take it just before food. You don't want to take it on an empty stomach, but it really, really can help for people who suffer from heartburn and indigestion because often that's why they're having it, the low stomach acid.
And well, this particular product from Enzymedica has a manufacturer-suggested retail price of $22. It's a bottle of 120 capsules. We have an everyday low price of only $14.39 from, again, which you can take 15% off our everyday low price. And Jeff Owen will be here till 4 o'clock to help you out with some coupons, good that you can use on this particular product, as well as some literature, which I think is going to be most informative. And the next product, you want to speak about the berberine?
Absolutely, Al. This is probably one of the most amazing products that come into the health food industry.
Berberine, popular. Got very popular.
It got very, very popular. Berberine is basically what's referred to as an alkaloid. And alkaloids are these chemicals. In fact, to the audience out there, everybody's drinking alkaloids every day. It's called caffeine, coffee. Millions and millions of Americans is just one example. Another one that people may know is quinine, which is like an anti-malarial compound. Berberine comes from specific herbs such as golden seal, goldenrod, Oregon grape, barberry seeds, And we in Enzymedica, we get it from barberry seeds to help promote environmental sustainability so that not getting from the plant root or extract, the whole herb is destroyed. What's amazing about berberine, Al, is its diverse benefits. It helps with cardiovascular health. It activates this critical enzyme called AMPK, which is involved in cellular metabolism and cardiovascular health. It can help improve your cholesterol and triglyceride levels. It also has very powerful antimicrobial action, so it's very, very good for the digestive tract. I mean, it's just amazing how diverse its benefits are. So if you're a person who maybe have a limited budget, but you want like this multifactorial compound, berberine could really, really provide a lot of good solutions. Blood sugar, improving blood sugar metabolism, helping improve glucose utilization. I mentioned heart and cholesterol, triglyceride health. Just a remarkable product. The recommended dosage could be up to 500 millicapsule up to 3 times a day.
And it says before meals.
Correct.
With a glass of water.
Exactly.
Most important.
But it's just remarkable in what it can do. And it's just so diverse. And it's worth noting that, you know, in terms of, if you look at like ancient Chinese medicine and, you know, folk wisdom in terms of herbal medicine, berberine has been with us literally for thousands of years. It's, you know, now, of course, we appreciate the science associated with it, but this is something that truly we have grown up with, you know, in terms of human civilization.
Where does the berberine come from? Jeff?
In the case of the one that Enzymedica uses, we get it from barberry seeds, from the actual seeds of the barberry, where the alkaloid, the berberine alkaloid, is extracted. Other sources could be golden seal, Oregon grape root, and goldenrod are other sources where the berberine could come from. You can extract it out from the root of a plant, the herb itself. Or the seeds. The reason why we're choosing the seeds is that we feel that by using the seeds, it preserves the plant. Well, it's not just the potency; it's really preserving the sustainability of the plant. Because often when the root is the berberine is being extracted from a root, you destroy the whole plant. This way, you don't have to do that. And that's another thing worth noting about our company. You know, we have a great commitment to environmental sustainability.
That's great.
In fact, 60% of our company is, we're striving to be like a carbon neutral company. We use a lot of recyclable materials. In fact, whenever you get those boxes, Al, and I always say, digest this, you know, on this. We always talk about how we're always, as a company, looking to do everything we can to, you know, cut down on our
most important
carbon
people
footprint.
Love to hear that, Jeff.
Absolutely. And I'll just mention, Al, the last product in the very short time
we
have.
You do,
oh, please, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Let our listeners know that the berberine has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $27.50, a bottle of 60 capsules. We have an everyday low price of $17.99. And again, you're going to get 15% off, plus the coupons that Jeff have available, along with the literature, will save you even more money. And moving on now to the last product.
The mother. Apple cider vinegar, absolutely. A product, obviously, Al, I see in your store, you got this fantastic, beautiful end cap of Bragg's apple cider vinegar. It's amazing that it's made a resurgence. It's been around for decades. And apple cider vinegar has very good benefits for digestion. We're talking earlier about promoting proper pH balance. It seems to help also speed up digestion. It may even help with metabolism. Some people may not like the taste of apple cider vinegar because it's kind of a soury taste. Some people may be concerned over long term if you're using it that it may potentially affect the enamel of the teeth. But we found, though, in terms of supplements that are apple cider vinegar related, many of them on the market are just purely acetic acid, one of the active compounds. How apple cider vinegar comes to be apple cider vinegar, it's basically comes from fermented apples. The fermentation process converts to sugar. The sugar then converts into acetic acid. But the mother, which many people may be familiar with, is like the sediment that's on the bottom.
Explain what the mother means.
The mother is like the sediment. It's like these rinds, if you will, these particles, cloudy particles. And it turns out that these cloudy particles called the mother contain these compounds called phenols. Many people may be familiar with the term phenolic compounds that are found like in foods that we eat every day, like berries,
right,
like blueberries. And they're excellent, you know, for the digestive process. They stimulate hydrochloric acid production. Again, it can help with weight management. And our apple cider vinegar comes, and this was really surprising for me to hear this, Al, It comes from wild apples.
Wild apples.
10 wild apples actually will make the equivalent of two capsules, or one equivalent of one fluid ounce of apple cider vinegar. And it's amazing because when we were in investigating this product before it came to market, we found it's hard to believe that some of the apple cider vinegar products on the market were not coming from apples. When we're looking at lab reports, but this one does. It's from a globally sourced, it's just a terrific product. So people who want the benefits of apple cider vinegar but may not necessarily be crazy about the taste, here's a wonderful way to enjoy its benefits.
I know that people have also used this over the years for weight loss. Jeff.
Oh, for sure. In fact, I remember years ago when I worked for Solgar, they had a formula. I'll never forget this. It was a combination of apple cider vinegar. I think it also had in it something else to help stimulate thyroid metabolism. I'm trying to remember. It was like a blend of four different compounds. But you're right. It has been shown to help speed up metabolism. In fact, it's also worth noting that berberine can do that too, that it may have good aspects for weight management. So the good news is that if you're using these for weight management issues, metabolism, they're safe. You could take them every day. This is not going to, make your adrenal glands overactive, make you feel jittery or nervous, which, sometimes was a concern with, taking these over-the-counter type pills. This is something that, in a sense, these are food components, true food components. And, your body, your genes, recognizes them. So it works
can
in concert with the
combined,
body.
Can they be combined, Jeff, with other Enzymedica products?
Oh, absolutely. So if you're taking any of our multiple digestive enzyme formulas, you could use the berberine, if you wish, as an adjunct. The apple cider vinegar, I do, or the betaine hydrochloride, for sure. You could use any of these products in tandem with them.
Well, let me let our listeners know that the apple cider vinegar is a bottle of 60 capsules, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $30. We have an everyday low price of only $17.99. You're going to get 15% off that price, plus the coupon Jeff has available.
$3 coupon.
And litter to $3 off on
exactly.
That.
Wow. How do you like them apples, audience?
I want to thank you for being with us today, Jeff. You're most informative.
My
I hope
pleasure.
Our listeners appreciate it. And you will be available till 4 o'clock today to help people make intelligent choices as to what they really need.
I look forward to meeting everybody who comes into the store today, Al.
Thank you. And Janet will be here from 3 to 6 today, tomorrow, Saturday, 1:30 to 5:30. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.